Yeah, okay, so before we go on to the Mishnah, just 2 points regarding Hasharot. So first of all, yesterday I was wondering, by above Machteres, so it says Machtak is Zuya Hasharot, so you don't need Hasharot. So I was wondering, do you at least need the warning of Stop or I'll shoot? You know, the warning of Eki Yisrael, who... So I thought the parents were, you should, because why is it any different than the Reuter Pacha Chaver Lahar? That much. So over there, you have to give them that basic warning. Whatever the Havon is, defeat the Mashal, because you have to be amazed. Defeat the Ramah, because you have to try to stop the East. You have to try to save the Reuter without killing if you possibly can. Stop the Reuter without killing if you possibly can. But Kaponim, the Brisa says, Reuter Pacha Chaver Lahar. You have to tell him you're Reiki Yisrael, Ben Bisu, and so on. So, is that true by above Machteres? L'charon Sfarad should be true by above Machteres as well. I thought yesterday maybe it is true. Maybe above Machteres needs that. That the Raisa says Machtatu Zuraser also means he doesn't need what you need by somebody who's by Gage Chaserif and Kafifa, who you have to establish it as a Reiki altogether. So he has to say Al Menaskein and Yoisu that if he's Oymen connected, I'll kill him. Otherwise, you don't even know if his brother is Kinefoshes. So that you don't need by above Machteres. But the basic Reiki Ben Ki Yisrael, that you need even by Reiki Pacha Chaver Lahargu, where you know he's coming, Aliskin Nefosh, he's coming at you with the knife. Nonetheless, you need to have that level of Azar. That's what I thought in Svar. I look, in Rambam, it's not Mashma that way. Because the Rambam in Perek Aleph Ritzeach, by the Rebbe in Reiki, the Rambam says Masir Noisa. But you need an Azar. The Rambam doesn't elaborate what you say exactly, but it doesn't have to elaborate. You tell him, you stop Rosh, that's what you tell him. But the Rambam brings that. Masira Moisoy, and then you kill him. On the other end, in Hilchas Kneva, in Perek Tes, by Bob Machteres, the Rambam doesn't say anything about an Azhar. So you kill him. Yeah.
You mark language that he does include the Azhar for cases where it's not Nitzal Tzivut Hashem, like your Gina or whatever.
By what?
He does mention it, but for the context, it's not Nitzal Tzivut Hashem.
Right. Right. I can read the Rambam. I don't know, what I saw is the Rambam. You find anything?
Right.
The Rambam says by Bam Machteres that you kill him. Doesn't say anything about an Asar. By regular right, if he has it, then they have to be mazir him first. So it seems from the Rambam holds talking that above Machteres does not need an Asar. And that's part of the Machtat Zuy Asra also. But when the price is Machtat Zuy Asra also, it means not only that he doesn't need Kabbalah Asra or he doesn't need a Afa Pichen. He doesn't need an Asara. He doesn't need an Asara at all. So yeah, in Sfar it's a little hard to understand. Why is it different than Reuter Chaver Lahargu? So over there you have to tell him, you have to give him a warning. So why shouldn't you have to give him a warning by Bam Machteres? How you have to say it's a chiddush ka. The Torah said that above Machteres you're allowed to kill. You don't have to even give him a warning. So perhaps I just kind of want to be mostly one that could that maybe that sheds a little bit of Maybe we could use that to understand the Rambam Shita that Avodah Machteres is only Rishus. Ordinarily, right, if it's a mitzvah, the Rambam says if you're a right, if you don't stop it, if you don't feel a right, the Rambam says you're even a say and two laven. See in a few minutes, we'll see later. You're even a say and two laven. And by Avodah Machteres, the Rambam says that it's Rishus. Rishus balabayis, I call all of them to kill him. Why is it only Rishus? The chayav, every Avodah Machteres is a right, it should be a chiyuv. So Karnishbach has a hard idea. So I thought maybe with this Rambam that the din that you have to kill a right if it's after you mazir him. Like Bob Machteris was in the Chadish Ein Nidoma that you're allowed to kill him yet, and that's not only Rishus. The din that you kill him yet, that's a Chiddush by Bob Machteris. That you don't have to be mazir him. She's also done that you're allowed to kill him. Stop. The same way the Rambam Moshe doesn't bring like Bob Machteris the Loch of Yochel Atzil Bechem Eivar, which the Achrayim also point out. Like Bob Machteris, no mention the Rambam about Yochel Atzil Bechem Eivar. So maybe I think it all goes together. The Ramah Beferish is Madame of the Yasara to the idea of Yochel Atzil Bechem Eivor. L'chadchila, you have to try to stop the Raider without killing. So if it's Yochel Atzil Bechem Eivor, you have to wound him. You have to first give him an Asara. Maybe he'll stop on his own. Even though you know he's coming, he's going to fush. He's buried the Vachar Haver Lahar. Nonetheless, you have all of these conditions. By Bob Machteres, the Ramah does not mention anything about Yochel Atzil Bechem Eivor that we mentioned in the past. But I mean, Moisif now, the Ramah also doesn't mention the Aloch of an Asara. As by Bob Machteres and Schadish, you're allowed to kill him even if there are other ways to stop him. You could warn him and stop him. You could be Yochel Atzil Bechem Eivorim and stop him. In Bob Machteres, Achidish Ein Lo Domer, you're allowed to stop him. You're allowed to kill him outright. But that's only a Rishus. That's not a Chiv. It would still be a Chiv. In Echanami, above Machteres, there would still be a Chiv, no worse than any way. There would still be a Chiv to be Mazirim. And if he doesn't stop, and it's not Yochel Atzil Bechem Eivorim, maybe there's a Chiv to kill him as well. In Echanami, maybe that Chiv there is. Not worse than any way. By Bob Machteres and the Chadish, there's a Rishus to kill him yet. Without worrying about Yochel Atzil Bechem Eivor, without having to give him an Asar, that's a Chiddush din by Bob Machteres, and that Chiddush din is only a Rishus. I'm throwing that as a possibility. Just to put these three phenomena together. A, the Ram doesn't mention by Bob Machteres Yochel Atzil Bechem Eivor. B, the Ram doesn't mention by Bob Machteres anything about an Asara, Reiki Yisrael, and so on. By a regular rate, if the Ram does bring it. And C, the Rambam says that Bob Machteres is only Rishus and every right if it's a Chiyuv. So these three things, two of these three things we already saw in the past. Now I'm just myself the third. So I'm saying maybe they all tie together. It's a Rishus because it's Haka Chiddush that it's not necessarily the only way to stop him. Terror is Mechadish, was Mechadish, they made on. That's one Ha'ara. Then just a second Ha'ara, which maybe I mentioned in the past, but I don't remember now for sure, is that I'm a Supik. By a Reidiv, if he does have to be in those, according to those shittus, that a Reidiv has to be amazed in order that we should kill him. Who are the shittus that a Reidiv has to be amazed? Also, a Reidiv, in order to kill a Reidiv, he has to be amazed. What? Masha holds that way. And the Ramah holds that way, Lemando am a Reidiv Tzarechasa. So to feed those shittus, that a Reidiv has to be amazed. I thought in Rashi maybe it's not true. Maybe Reidiv never has to be amazed, not according to anybody. But our component, we have sheep, but Reidiv has to be amazed in the Mashal. The Mashal says it's Ben Lamad, doesn't matter whether he's Tzorach HaShor or not. Ben Lamad Omer Tzorach HaShor, Ben Lamad Omer any Tzorach HaShor. And the Ramah, Lamad Omer Tzorach HaShor. So I had a suffix. What does he have to be amazed in? Does he have to be amazed in the Yisra Tzicho? Amazed in the Yisra Vesyitzoch? Or should he be amazed in the Yisra Vesyitzoch? Is there Reidiv in the Yisra? But Pshut, yes, it's amazing in Yisrael Yitzchak. I'm not sure, because the Maisi, we're not killing him for the Yisrael Yitzchak. We're killing him for Ratzol HaSanidov. That's not really the subject of the next Mishnah. Are we killing him for Ratzol HaSanidov? So the pastors were killing him for Ratzol HaSanidov. We'll see Taisus B'Teresh, we're killing him for Ratzol of the Nidov. Rashi's also mashmal that way later. We're killing him for that solus hanidav. The Ram says B'Teresh, that we kill him for that solus hanidav. Let's seal him as hanidav, miyada reidav. So we're not killing him for that very of Lysitzach. Now, very of Lysitzach, Ravi wasn't over yet. As it happens, he wasn't yet over the Yisra of Lysitzach. He's a right if we kill him, that's all it's a need. So why should he have to be a main Yisra of Lysitzach? Maybe the Hazodah, we need it. Not that he's amazing in the Yisra of Lysitzach. He's amazing in the din of right. Meaning he knows that a right is Chayim Yisra. Raglayim Ladovah. Because the Maisi, the Lashon of the Asara, doesn't say anything about Lishitzach. What's the Asara? Re'eki Yisraelu, Ben Brisul. We had Torah, Omer Shefik, Toysi says Ben Brisul means he's a He's not a meridim v'leivay milin. He's a person who more cleaven is atzala. The whole aspect. That Torah almost shayfak tam ba'adam dama yishafach, which is a pasuk that we kill a roidif. So the whole asara is me'inyan roidif, that you should know that he's a person who more cleaven is atzala, and we're going to take that seriously, and we're going to be, and you're going to be chayav misas roidif if you continue to be roidif him. So the din of a roidif is that a roidif gets killed. So maybe even if the sheet is that a roidif has to be, doesn't mean he has to be amazing in lechitzoch. It means he has to be amazing in the din of a roidif, that a roidif is chayav misa. I would think it's very much mashman the lashon of the asra that way, very mistaver that way. The one thing that's bothering me, I think I must have said this going to the sugya, the one thing that bothers me is that the Gemara has one side, but this is asra from this is based on. The end of the Gemara go to Reiser, you know, Eki Yisrael and so on, he has to have Papiche, and the Gemara says, right, all you see has to be Mkavel Asra, he has to be Matratz Melamiso, and the Gemara says, no, it's Trey Evi Denara. One Terence of the Gemara is, it's Trey Evi Denara, and we're not really going to kill him Asra Yidif anyway, because we can't get them. And the whole, and the Nidin is to be Master Mas Mises Basin. That's very sure, we'd be Master Mas Mises Basin, and then we should be Master Mas Mises Basin. The guy knows Hilfa Asra Yidif, but he doesn't know this in Israel Mises Basin. So he's not, how can we kill him later in Mises Basin? So I don't know, any idea, what's Takav Shat? We'll feed that Terence in the Gemara. That this is asra for Mrs. Beistin, then it's a very strange asra. But upon the fee, if it's asra for roidif, then I thought the language is good. If we assume that the hazada for roidif is the hazada for to being amazed in they're being amazed in the chiyav misa of a roidif. Okay, let's go on. Let's start the next mishnah. So mishnah says ve'elu shematzim loyson benashol. What we're going to see is not limited to these cases. Any erva that's chorus or chayiv misas or misas beistin, there's a din of matzilim loisa benasha. It's a little bit strange to me. So why did the Mishnah single out naira merasa? She doesn't have to be a naira. Very strange thing. And Rashi's beferish in the chayiv. He's talking not only these things. These are mishalom. These are the. It's any erva that has a pkam on the level of chorus and mises based. So why did he single out naira merosa? And it's worse, not stam that it's singled out naira merosa. Okay, so single out naira merosa is one example out of many. The whole lashon of naira merosa shvet. Naira merosa is mashpil and naira not a begeres. And merosa not a nesua. And what if you were right? What if you're being right if achara begeres in the suah? So you also not see the mitzvah benasha, because it's a chiyuv misas beistin. She's a ishish. So the lashon naira merosa is very strange. She doesn't have to be a naira. She doesn't have to be a merosa. She has to be married. Okay. So that's what you say naira merosa. Right if achara naira merosa. Any
other? The whole Quran, the Gemara is from naira merosa.
The pasuk is from naira merosa. That's true. Maybe that's why. Maybe the Mishnah mentioned naira merosa just because that's where the pasuk is found. Maybe because that's where the pasuk is. Efshe. Maybe just because that's where the pasuk happens to be. The emissary doesn't have to be not an iron, not an emerosa. A kaponin asked the din. Have a loy the fach of behemo. By machalis a shabbos. Loy ben avay rezora. Ein matzilin oysen ben ashol. Says Rashi. Ve'elu she matzilin oysen min ha'aveiro. Ben ashol. Nitan lehoreg lechaladam delatzila minave mikoinat. I'm going to come back to this in a minute, but let's just finish the Rashi's. Avaloi devach arabehemo lerova v'haroi tzilavet over iskechovim ulchal Shabbos v'kol shekein shar kisus umisus beistin that are less chomer than over zora and chil Shabbos. As long as they're not arayis lenitan latzila ben nafsha ela midova shu erva v'yesh v'kalayim v'kam. The din of the pasuk of the din of Naira Merosa, the din of Matzilin Oysen Benashon, is by an erva that has kolon upgam lanidov, kolon upgam lanidov. Given zochav and Naira Merosa. What about Ritzeich? Ritzeich is not a. It doesn't fit into that category. Ritzeich is not an erva. So it says Rashi, "Mi Ritzeich be'edik sibek." That's another pasuk. But from the pasuk of Naira Merosa, ve'imashila, we learn out all our rayas that have kolon upgam, and Ritzeich has a separate limud. But that's it. Arise the kolon of gam and ritzich. But everything else is not. not metzilim metzilim nashe. So why did he say roid defachar behemah? Why didn't he say other things? You know, roid defachar, I don't know. He's roid defachar some other averah. He's roid defachar eating pickles. So why did single say that? Mishum the dumya derais, the damyul arais, because it's sort of like arais. I might have thought of behemah was like an arais, that like an. And why does it mention about Zohar? Because I would have had a havamina that maybe about Zohar should be learned that from a kavla chaimer, who's takatana also, or Shimon holds later in Dafayin Dalit, that a roi defacher about Zohar lahorga does have within a matzil and ma'asiv and ashay. He learns that from a kavla chaimer from Nair Marosa. Madach from Nair Marosa is only a pkam of a boss of a dom, so about Zohar, which is a pkam, what's his lashon? Pkam of Gavoya. Mapkam head get into Matsil Banashi, Pagam Gavoya the Kolshikan. It's an interesting question. Pagam Gavoya the Kolshikan. It's Pagam in Gavoya. So maybe that's a Kaval Fiber. Rab Shim tackles it is a Kaval Fiber. But we don't hold like Rab Shim. We all know. It's only an Ayam Rasa. So therefore, but the Mishnah is telling me, Lapuki from Rab Shim. Salkadai Techamina tasted the Kaval Fiber to Kamon. The Shabbos Nami tasted the Xer Shalom. And Shabbos also, I would have thought maybe someone after Kaval Fiber from Avodah Zarah. There's a Tana holds like that. Rabbi Lezer Rab Shim. Holds that even Roy the Pachachel Shabbos Masil Meisim Benashim, because he holds like his father Rav Shimon the Gabri Eva Dazar, that we have that is a Kavah Chaimer, and then he holds that there's a Gzeres Shava from Shabbos to Eva Dazar, so therefore he holds even Roy the Pachachel Shabbos. So the Mishnah is coming Lapuke from Rav Lezer from Rav Shimon Rav Lezer Rav Shimon, not Shabbos, not Eva Dazar. Kolshki not Shabbos. So going back to the beginning of Rashi, Rashi says, Eilu matzilin oisim min ha'aveiro. Then he says again, B'nafshon, nitin lehoreg l'chalodom, anybody can kill him, he doesn't need based him, k'dei latzilin min ha'aveiro. So, b'pshutoi, it sounds like, look at this Rashi, the first impression is, that this whole din of matzilin oisim min ha'aveiro is like a kind of lafushim yisura. We want to save the roida from committing an aveiro. Very radical thing, very radical thought. That the din of matzilin oisim min ha'aveiro, we kill the roidif not to save the nidif, we kill the roidif to save the roidif from an aveira. Hagam, maybe can we doicha step by step? But this is a big issue over here. Is the din of matzilin oisim min ha'aveiro to save the nidif or to save the roidif? And it's an even apparently on two levels. What do the words mean? And lemaisa, content-wise, what's the nature? What's the gather of the din? And for some reason, the two things don't seem to go together. The words might be one thing, but the gather din might be something else. We'll see in Taisus. I mean, just to give away the answer in the back of the book, Taisus says that we'll see Taisus effect. The words matzil and oisim and ashen Taisus holds means we matzil leroidif min aver. But on the other hand, what's the gedder hadin? Taisus learns to be matzal and yidduf, not to be matzal right. He says there's nothing to do with lefushim yisur. He says it several times. The top taisus and the taisus latzilei. We'll take a quick look now, just to know, maybe because we'll look at Rashi, we'll be more informed. Taisus says in the taisus latzilei benafshei. So taisus says mashmois haloshim shematzilin hanidduf benef benafshei shloidduf. That's the poshup shot. Elu shematzilin oisim benafshim. We're matzilin nirduf benafshim shloidim. The Rambam says the way beferish. We're matzilin nirduf benafshim shloidim. Avaloyitochin lefarish kein beroidif achar behemah v'chayetzibuch. But in the last three cases, the mission beroidif achar behemah v'achar Shabbos v'achar v'nizora. There, it can't mean the nirduf. What nirduf? There it says ein matzilin oisim benafshim. But who are we not matzil? We're not matzil leroidif benafshim. We're not matzil leroidif from Chilul Shabbos. Can't talk about being matzil Shabbos. We're not matzil leroidif. So there you see the words matzilin oisoi benafshoi refers to leroidif. Even though there it says ein matzilin, what's the difference? You want to know the grammar. What does it mean? How do we? What's the grammar of ein matzilin oisoi? Who's the subject of oisoi? So Taisa says from the fact that we have cases of behemoth, the chayotzibo, meaning Shabbos and Avodazar, those three, there the matzilin oisoi has to refer to the roidif, not to the nidif. Lefichoch nira, so therefore Taisa comes down. Lefarish, the matzilin esa odom min havero benafshi shel atzmai. That attaka means to save the roidif. That's the translation of matzilin oisim benafshi. We save the roidif min havero by killing him. Aval koshim inayir hamurosid the k'tonit the k'omer shenitin lehatzilov benafshoi. That's the kasha, because later in the Braisa, talking about the Nayim Rosso, the lashon is the Gemara doesn't have the Mishnah doesn't have a special lashon for Nayim Rosso. But later in the Gemara, when we have the Hekesh, so we say Ma Nayim Rosso Mitnitin Lahatzila Benafshoy. So there Lahatzila, which is feminine, obviously going on the Nirdav, not on the Raidav. So there it seems that the Lahatzila is going on the Nirdav, not on the Raidav. So Taisus doesn't come to any conclusion about this. The Lashmoyus in Taisus is that he didn't shlug up. He did, you know, he does not reject what he said originally that Matzilin, that from the Mishnah seems Matzilin Oisa means the Raidav. Nayim Rosso is a little bit difficult because there it means the Nirdav. So it seems to change meaning. Sometimes it means the Nirdav, sometimes it means the Raidav. But Taisus does not reject this. He doesn't reject, you know, the Lefichuch Nira, there's a plain sense of Taisus that the Lefichuch Nira stands. That Matzilin Oisa refers to the Raidav and not to the Nirdav. Certainly, you don't see in Taisus that he should bring Raias from the Halachas of. It sounds like in the Taisus he doesn't bring any Raias from the. Why didn't Taisus bring a Raya? Obviously, we're saving the Nirdav because the Halacha is by a Raidav Hafanayim Rosa that she's not Makbid Af Gomma, the top Taisus mentions. She's not Makbid, if she's not Makbid, we don't save it. Taisus, you see from there, the top Taisus. Taisus, you see from there that it's not for the. If she's not Makbid, we're coming to save her. If she doesn't care, then why should we save her? But here, when he's being done, what's the meaning of the words? He doesn't bring that into the discussion. I think the meaning of the words is an independent topic. And Taisus' bottom line seems to be, even though he has a kasha, but his bottom line seems to be that Matzilin Oisa means we save the Roidif Minaveir. On the other hand, the next line of Taisus. Basically, ask now that we know that you say that you kill a roidif when somebody's by ritzicha. Now that we know that you kill a roidif by ritzicha, so why do we need a separate pasuk of lisamad of dam riecha? Let's do the gemara itself. We're going to come to this. We'll go through this place again when we do the gemara. But I want to know just now the look at the reason that we're talking about in Rashi. Now that we know you're allowed to kill a roidif to save the nirdof, so why do we need another pasuk to tell me today of another? Somebody's drowning, you have to jump in and save them. We have a limud, l'samad al dam riecha. Of course you have to jump in and save somebody who's drowning. If you have to kill a roidif to save a nirdof, so kavachomer, you have to, if somebody's drowning, you have to jump in and then pull them out of the water. And Pesach says, v'lei mistabel emeimer dechaveri horik tfeila fushim esur. This is not mistabel at all to say. Maybe it's not the same. By a roidif, you have to kill a roidif because you have to save the roidif from the isur ritzicha. By a guy's drowning in the water, nobody's doing any isur. So maybe there you don't have to save him. It's a loimus tabakal. Why is loimus tabakal? Because it's posh to Taisus. That you kill the roidif is latzolus hainidif. Not to save the roidif. It's not lafushim esur. Not to save the roidif from the isur. It's to save the nirdif from being killed. So if you have to save a nirdif from being killed, why should you have to save a guy from being drowned? That's Taisus kashu. Taisus a terrorist, so there I wouldn't have known it's a lav. I would have thought it's only an essay. So I need another pasuk with Samuel Tamriyach to me megala that it's a lav. But akaponim, you see in the Taisus, this Taisus is a strange thing. There's a tension between the beginning of the Taisus and the end of the Taisus. The beginning of the Taisus and neither what does it mean? What's the translation? Elisha matzil meisiv v'nasha. Does it mean we're matzil nirdif or matzil roidif? And it sounds like Taisus he's more likely to say that it means matzil roidif. And he doesn't say leimus avakal. He's fine with that. Maybe he has an aval kosher. A little bit strange because the lashon matzilin oisod benafshei doesn't really dovetail. So he has a tension. He's not quite sure which way to go. Why didn't Taisus say when Taisus was discussing what the words mean? Why didn't he say? Of course, it means we save the nirdif and not the roidif. It's loy mistaber klal that we're killing the roidif lafushim esur. He says it there. Not interested. Matzilin oisod benafshei could mean we save the roidif. Could mean we're matzil the roidif for mina esur. And then the next then Taisus discusses, but now that I know there's a loch of roidif, so how come we don't save a guy? Why do we need another pasuk to tell me loisamad adam riecha? You save a guy from being drowned. What's the kasha? So we save a roidif, we kill a roidif to be a lafushim yisur. I said, well, let me start a klaf. That's ridiculous. That's sorry at all. You see, you kill a roidif to be matzlim and yisur. You kill a roidif to save the nirdif. So you see, the famous Taisus is a poshut at the end of Taisus. That that soul is to save the nirdav. So what was the shadow? What are the words elam atzilim esim v'nashim mean? Of course, it means you save the nirdav. It seems from this Taisus that it's not connected. The words elam atzilim esim v'nashim, the grammar of the words, the translation of the words might mean we save the roidav min aveira, but the reason why we do it is to save the nirdav from being killed. Very strange thing. The words exist in their own world. You know, what do the words mean? They mean we killed the Raidif and we're Matzalim and Aveir. But why? What's the agenda? Very strange thing. And then you have the Tachthesis. Tachthesis Kasha also. Tachthesis Kasha. My name Rosh Shaloiba. No, let's see the Gemara and then we'll see the Tachthesis. We'll just swallow it whole. Let's swallow the Gemara quickly. Turn her up on it. What's the market for So I need the pasuk leisamei. They have to save somebody from drowning. How do we know that you kill a roid? Says the right. You're right. That's not what the pasuk is telling. The el niten lasil benashim inolot. Asi bekav lachaim minayim rosh. My nayim rosh shalui bo el lepoigmo. Omer tayr niten lasil benashim. Roid the fach chaver lahorga elachas kama bechama. Fact the more bechayinshim nadin. The Rebbe taught the Hekeshu, it's not just the Kavachomer, it's Hekesh, Kikashu Yochim, Ishwa Reir, Tzoch, and Ofish. Kein Adol Barzeza. Bechim Alam Anu Reseach, Meyato, Harizab Al Alamid, Vinus Alamid, Makash Reseach, and Nairam Rosa, and Nairam Rosa Nitin Latsila Benashoi. I for Tzeach Nitin Latsila Benashoi. But Nairam Rosa Gufa Midolan, it's a ton of Eber Shmuel, the ton of Eber Shmuel, the Eim Eishil, or Yesh Lomashir, Vachal Dova Shiroch, Alay Shir. Okay, that's the limud. So bottom line is, we have a limud from Nairam Rosa, where it says Ve'im Eishil, that there's a chiv to say the Nairam Rosa, Benashoi Shal Roidav. That who then is a chiyuv to be matzil meisu benashri by a raidah for vitzus. Zoptosis. But the Gemara first thought it's a kavachomer, and then they were asked, "Ein shimun adin." So the Gemara has a hekesh. But the chatchila we thought it's a kavachomer. Nairu was only the pogma, and a raidah for harba is a achas kama b'chama. Fact tosis, tap tosis from Tamar. But kama chomer we didn't say. Shezev is skila v'zev is ayin. What's your kavachomer? Ritzicha, the iser ritzicha has a less chomer than ga'inish. Than the Isser of Baal Nairam Rasa. Nairam Rasa is Beskila, and Eretzeach is Besayef. So where's their Kavachomer? Maybe Nairam Rasa is worse. Emphatosis, La Pirch, it's not a kasha. The Hochle Kopit Kroy Yisur. The Kpeid over here, the reason why we're killing the Raidif is not because of the Isser of Nairam Rasa, El Apkimo. The Nakud here is the fact that he's being Pogomer. What if she was already pogrom? She already slept with an erba. So the Gemara later on, then we don't kill the right. Or Aisha Makpedis Hapkama, what if she doesn't care? She's fine. So she's fine. So then also we don't kill the right. If it was mitzad the iser, if the reason why we killed the right was to prevent was lapushim isura, so what would be the difference? She did or another. She didn't have erba before. So what? Every avera is a new avera. And what do I care if she's not makpid? But she's doing an aver. He's doing an aver. So you see that tidumucha b'shvaitzim. So therefore, the nekud here is not the aver. The nekud is the pram, but she's going to be nifkam. Upshita the pram god v'benerik mivinara merosu shenensa. It's not a poshut that the pram of being killed is worse than the pram of becoming of being nevda b'aver. If you kill somebody to save her. If you kill the roidif to save the naim rosif and the pagam of being nibbled to an erba, so kol shekain you kill the roidif to save a nirda from the pagam of being dead. That Taisus Taka is how do we know that's true? Maybe that's Taka Nafshat and Pulsik. Maybe we Taka kill him like Fushim Yisur. That's the second half of Taisus we'll come to later. But Kapanim, Taisus works Taisus Beferish with Rias that the reason why we kill the roidif Acha naim rosif is not Lafushim Yisur. So he says, if it would be lafushim esur, there'd be no kavachomer to reitzeh, because mitzad the chomer esur, nayim ros is a bigger chomer esur than reitzeh, because this is beskilo and this is beside. So he says, elamai. The answer is because we're not doing lafushim esur. All right, what could be more? She's ready to nevda bavera, or she doesn't care. Then we talk. Don't kill the roidif. We only kill the roidif to save the nedefes, to save the nayim ros from the pgam. So it's a kavachomer that we kill a, says, so then it's a valid kavachomer to reitzeh. So again, mefurish in Taisus. Taisus is with riots. That the hatzol, that the killing of the roidif is to save the nirduf from gam. If the nirduf doesn't care, we talk, we don't kill the roidif. If she says, anichu leisus Taisus, we don't kill her. Because then there's, who cares about the issue? But we're doing it to save her. She doesn't want to be saved. We don't have to save her. She doesn't want to be saved. So we have both places. say that the hatzola, that the killing of the roidif is latzola sanifa. That's why she's not makbid. We don't kill the roidif. That's why there's a kavachemet roidseach. That's why Tosis later has a kasha. So why do we need a pasuk? You have to save somebody from being drowned. You have to, after all, you have to save somebody from being killed. You have to save somebody from being killed. What's the difference? Lemistaba klal, that the fact that here there's yisurim involved has anything to do with the case. So that's on the one hand. On the other hand, when Tosis was down, what do the words mean? Elish matzilin oisei benafshoi. So what was Tosis highlight in the first place? When Tosis in the Tosis latzilin benafshoi, when Tosis was about the mashmois haloshim. Why didn't Tosis say mashmois haloshim? Of course we know what it means. It means matzilin oisei. We say the nirduf, because after all, if she's not makbid, we don't say it. And it's not a sore cloud that we're doing it for Fushim Yisur. All the rise the Tosis brought. Somehow, why didn't Tosis bring that into the discussion? When Tosis discusses what the words mean, it's like a pure philological discussion. What do the words mean? Well, from the ratio, it would sound like the Mashmois is, it means we're matzil and nirduf. But then you have the end of the Mishnah, it talks about Shabbos, there it must mean we're matzil l'roidif, we're not matzil l'roidif. And then on the other hand, but then in Batzil Oiso is a feminine. You can see these professors are arguing in the grammar. This is a feminine case, so it's Batzil Oiso, so obviously it's going on her, so probably here it's also going on her. Kilo, this whole discussion is divorced from the issue of the lumbus, which is, like, why are we doing it? Are we doing it to save the Lafushim Esur? Are we doing it to save the Nirduf? That doesn't enter into the whole discussion. So it's Mavur and Tosis, but it needs a Hezber. It's Mavur and Tosis, that it's two separate discussions. This one discussion, why do we kill the... What's the reason why we're doing it? What's the agenda over here? Tosis, the agenda is, no question, it's Latzol HaSanidov. Both Tosis can say it. It's Latzol HaSanidov. There'll be Matzil and Nirdov from Pagam. That's why it's a Kavachomer from Nayim Rosh HaTeretzeach, because it's not the Nirdov being raped is not as bad as being killed. Mitzad the chayim avera, maybe it's all the way around, but mitzad the nirdof, the pgam of things of being nevda b'avera is less than the pgam of being killed. So it's a kal chayim from nine rosh to yotzeach. That's why if she says if she's not makbid, then we don't do it. Okay, so let me stab a cloud that has anything to do with lafusha meisur. Not only is the main agenda to say the nirdof, but Tosis at the end of the second Tosis. Tosis adds, it's loy mistaber klal that it has anything even to do with lafusha meisur. It's not even a contributing factor. Because maybe you'll say, maybe it's both. A, you're saving the nirduf, and B, you're also being saving the roidif min aver. So the two together, that creates this din that we kill the roidif. No, it's not true. Because then when Tosis asks, what do you need another pasuk for saving somebody from drowning? They said, loy mistaber klal has anything to do with lafusha meisur. Maybe lafusha meisur is also a factor. Maybe you save a nirduf because A, you're saving his life. And B, you're also saving the roidif min ha'isur. So the two together makes it din that you know creates a lav, creates an essay, whatever it is of your own essay, a lav creates that halacha. But to save somebody from being drowned, you only have the nirduf satzola. You don't have any lafusha meisur. So maybe there is not it. I need another pasuk to tell me that you have to do that too. No, Tosfos doesn't even want to say that. Lo mistab b'klal. The hatzolus lafusha meisur is lo mistab b'klal that it's even a contributing factor. It's a pure hatzolus anirduf. And therefore, once I know that I have atzolus anidif, of course you have to save somebody from drowning. But the same atzolus anidif. And in the chavis, this is in the chavis, you do. But I need another pasuk that's also a lot. Because Ein Moshil is only an asek. Yeah, so this is the shot. What's going on? Then it's the same app, yeah.
But the Peda, I don't get how it's a raya, because really, it's not even a case of redeep anymore. That could mean a riot that we're not being mocked on a toast near them. It's not a case of redeeming.
Sure, but if we want to save people's lives, I only want to save people's lives from being killed, I don't want to save people's lives from drowning. Once it's an issue of saving people's lives, then if you have to save a person's life from being murdered, so you have to save a person's life from being drowned. What's the difference?
And then now they'll go, Avera, how can we have a Havamina that an Achra would be able to kill this Rode?
Which place are you going at?
First. With the two riots that he brought, that it has to be, is that it can't be, that we're not being mafkid on the Tov Nirdov. So with Kpeda, if she's not being mafkid, then it's not a case of Radif, but so how is it a riot that we're not, by a case of Rodif, we're not being mafkid on the Isser? It's not a case of Radif.
Yeah, but if we want, if it's like Fushim Esura, so first of all, if it's like Fushim Esura, it's not only her Esura, he's being over the same Isser.
So how would we say if they're both being over the same mitzvah? How would we do it?
So lafushim isur, you have to stop people. If it was posted to Tosfos that in lafushim isur it doesn't matter if I want to do this, doesn't want to do this. That's like my level of merit. If there's a din lafushim isur, then lafushim isur it's irrelevant to what she wants. If you kill a right of lafushim isur to prevent isur, hers or his is. The fact that they're interested is irrelevant. It's not like, you know, it's not a free-for-all. If it's an Isser, it's an Isser. The fact that somebody wants to do an Isser doesn't make it any less lafushim Isser. To the extent that you have a chiyuv lafushim Isser, you have the same chiyuv regarding a willing of Aryan and a not willing of Aryan. So if it would have to do lafushim Isser, was supposed to places, then what would I care if she's makbid? And the fact that I care that she's makbid, I see it's not lafushim Isser, it's to be matzler, to be matzler min apgam. And if it's to be matzler min apgam, that's the rest of places. So there's a problem here in Tosfos. On the one hand, it's clear in Tosfos that Tosfos understood that the reason why we save the Nirduf is Latzolos, the reason why we kill the Nirduf is Latzolos and Nirduf. That's the bottom line in both Tosfos. The Rambam also says it that way. We matzal and Nirduf and Asher Shol Nirduf. The Rambam says it that way. We matzal and Nirduf and Asher Shol Nirduf. And then there's even Rashi. Let's take a look at Rashi now. Rashi starts off, Eilu Shematzil and Oysen Minaveh. So number one, we have to know, what does Rashi mean? Because it sounds like Rashi is saying, "We're matzil who's aver the aver of the roidif." Matzilin oisoin min havero sounds like the nefet. Maybe it sounds like the aver of the roidif. It's not a thousand mukhl. Because Rashi later on in the Gemara has a lashon man naira merosu. Mamish halfway down on the page, the dibra maskel man naira hamerosu nitan lahatzilo. Rashi lashon is man naira hamerosu nitan lahatzilo min havero benafshe shoyetzeach. So Rashi has a strange lashon. He's talking about the Naira Marosa. And he's talking about saving the Naira Marosa. He uses a lashon where being matzil the Naira Marosa and Naira. So I see in Rashi that even when he's talking about the Naira Marosa, which is Pagam, his lashon is we're matzil her min Avera. So it's a strange lashon, maybe all by itself, but akoponim, it may give me pause that maybe Rashi in the Mishnah, when he said Eilu Shematzil Oisim min Avera, maybe he meant not the Roidif but the Nirduf. We say the nirduf from a pgam of avera, the nafshi shel roidif. In which case, maybe Rashi just saying we say the nirduf. So maybe it's just another way Rashi saying we say the nirduf from being nifgemes. So that's you see Rashi in the Gemara uses the words min avera when he means pgam. For matzil her clearly pgam, afpedes al goma. And Rashi uses the word min avera. So maybe in the Mishnah also, even though he uses the words min avera, maybe he doesn't mean the right of savera, lafushim isura, maybe it means the near death is his pgam of having an avera done to her. You see, Rashi has that usage in the Gemara. Now, maybe not the usage I would have chosen, but Rashi does use the words that way in the Gemara. Maybe that's all Rashi meant in the Mishnah. I think in the Mishnah it's harder, because in the Mishnah, mainly in the Gemara, he's talking about an Naira Marasa. But matzil her min avera, having an avera done there, but nafshe shel roidif. But Rashi in the Mishnah is going not only on Naira Marosa, he's going on Ritzicha too. So the nirduf by Ritzicha is not being saved from an avera, he's being saved from death. So, right? So here, Elush Matzilin Oisin, and Rashi still calls it Matzilin Oisin min avera. It sounds more like he's going on the right. And even the next Rashi, and the next Rashi also. Nitnu lehoreg lechalodom kedei lehatzilon min aver. A part of the ring of the Rashi is that it's all going on the right. Nitnu lehoreg is going on the right. Kedei lehatzilon. All of a sudden now he's going on the nirduf. Certainly, mashmah, everything's going on the right. So, mashmois in Rashi is, like Tosfos really said, that the words nitnu lehatzilon min asher mean we save the right min aver. Even though by Naira Mosin Gemara it means the nirduf. Tosfos pointed out, Aval Kasha. By Matzilin Oisav and Asher means the Nirdefis. And in the Mishnah, Matzilin Oisav means the right, the Fiat and Chrami. That's how it seems to be. Tosfos also said that. He said Aval Kasha, but that's why Tosfos says it's a little bit strange. Aval Kasha. Okay, that Aval Kasha we have in Rashi too. But our component sounds, the word Rashi Taka sound like the Matzilin Oisav is to say from Aver. On the other hand, Tosfos is right. You see, it has to do with Gam. Gam sounds like we're saving the near death. Rashi Be'emes says it also. To Rashi in Amud Beis, and Amud Beis B'Machberes Al Pkama. It's about a third of the way down, a quarter of the way down. The Rashi Dibur Maslo B'Machberes Al Pkama. So Rashi is discussing why it is that if she's not Machbed on her Pkam, we don't kill the Roya. Says Rashi, the Iba She'ena Machbedes, like Kami Rabbanu Zikli. If she's not Machbed, then Avada, we don't kill the Roya. We don't kill the Raidav just because of the Avera. Rashi says an argument. A Raidav Achar Avodazor, we don't kill him. A Raidav Achar Shabbos, we don't kill him. Avodazor is the most Chomer de Kavera. And a Raidav Achar Avodazor, we don't kill him. It's Rashi, it's a riot that when we kill a Raidav Achar Naim Ross, it's not because of the Avera, because it's not a worse Avera than Avodazor. And we don't kill a Raidav Achar Avodazor. Al Korchik, it's only to save her from Kam. If she's not Machbar on the Kam, we don't save her. So Rashi Beferish makes this point. That the Hatzol is not to be matzil, is not lafusha meisur, or to be matzil from avera, but to be matzil the nairim rosa from kam, if she's makbet alav kam. So aizalosh mishnah elishim matzil noisim in avera. It's also a strange thing. Rashi in the previous omer, I in beis omer beis, the dibur matzil roidafu. Holy steers. Rashi in omer beis, as you matzil is kamashbol nader, kamashbol. The words right before in the middle in there, both print for some reason also. No. But anyway, and the Gemara in Ayin Beis and Beis that says that not only can the Balabais kill the Baba Machteris, but Shakalodna, we learn out from Belumas that other people could also kill the Baba Machteris. So the Lashon Gemara was Kamashmal de Raidafu, there's Rashi, Kamashmalon. They came in the Aliski and the Foshis Nashi Sisrael also, Raidifu, Benitan Lahatsiloi Lebalha Bayis, Benashi Shulze. There Rashi uses a lotion, we're Matsil Lebalha Bayis with the Nefesh of the Raidif. And Amish and Rashi Matsil Noisan Minaver? Sounds like we're Matsil the Raidif Minaver. Over there Rashi says we're Matsil the Balha Bayis, Benashi Shul Raidif. Yeah, something. Maybe you could say Torah, but Machteris is different. It's a difficult thing to say too. So this is the problem here, and the problematic of here. So I was thinking maybe we could say a mahalach like this, throw out a possibility. And we'll say, we'll use Reb Chaim's rate. Reb Chaim had this idea that really Roidif is Latzolos HaNidif. A lot of the ABC of Roidif is Latzolos HaNidif. The Lashon Rama, Matzilus HaNidif, Benafshus HaRoidif. By the way, I'm pretty sure the Rama read the Mishnah, Elish Matzilus means the Nidif, not like Hashim Tosis. Because the Rama, when he brings the Halach of Roidif, his lesson is beginning in Perek Aleph of Ritzeach. Haroidav hachaver lehargoy. Haroid kol Yisrael mitzuvin lehatzil hanirdof miyad haroidav v'afilu v'nashu shol roidav. Presumably this is the Rambam's paraphrase of the Mishnah. Kol Yisrael mitzuvin lehatzil hanirdof miyodai shol roidav v'afilu v'nashu shol roidav. It sounds like the Rambam read the Mishnah Matzilin Oison Benafsha. It means we're Matzilin near the Benafsha show.
Has the Rambam read the
Sefer? What? Yeah, I haven't read the Sefer. I don't know. The Sefer Taka means something else, but in the Reisha that's how he meant. Not like places, but fine. That's up for games. But Akapani, what I want to get to is sort of Chaim had this notion that even though the basic idea of Roidif is that Chalos Anidov, but Chaim said, but nonetheless, there's a problem. There's an impediment. What's the impediment? You want to say the near the right is also a person. So what's the answer to that? What if Rav Chaim had this idea? Without Rav Chaim, I would say, that's exactly the cost of. We say the near the, and we don't say the right. We say the near the, but not the right. Rav Chaim said it's an extra thing, a lumpus. He said, what's the answer to that? Ain't chiyuv the right. That the right also sets up a certain chiyuv misa. That allows us to be doicha his nefesh for the hatsol of the nidah. We're marachin this a lot. So maybe we can say, now that's chiyuva the roidif. Rav Chaim's chiyuv adoraita, if it doesn't mean a regular chiyuv like you have chiyuv mises basin, then you have to forget hatzolos hanidov. So why do you have to come out hatzolos hanidov? He's chayiv mises basin, or he's chayiv mises biyakolodim. Not a regular chiyuv. It's a special din that hatzolos hanidov, we can kill the roidiv because the roidiv has a din. He has a din on him that we can kill him. There's a special din that we can kill him. It's a din in the gavra that he's a gavra ketelim. We're allowed to kill him. Let's tell us anything. So maybe we could say that this chiyuv of the roidiv that Reb Chaim talks about, which is very, as I'm saying, sort of an amorphous concept. It's not like your regular chiyuvim. Maybe we could say instead of calling it chiyuv of the roidiv, maybe we could call it Hatzolos haroidiv me'avera. After all, chiyuv, what chiyuv? He didn't do an avera. What do you mean chiyuv of the roidiv? A chiyuv normally is for doing an avera. The roidiv didn't do an avera, so how does he get chiyuv of the roidiv? He gets chiyuv of the roidiv for wanting to do an avera. Maybe we'll sort of plug in instead of using words chiyuv of the roidiv, which is Reb Chaim's terminology. Maybe we'll take that out and we'll substitute the din of the roidiv to be killed in order that he not do an avera. Say that's by itself, that's not the reason why we're killing him. The reason why we're killing him is for Atzalas Hanidov. But Ein Doich HaNefesh Min HaNefesh, why is the Nefesh HaRoidiv forfeit? Peretz is, since the Roidiv, there's an extra thing over here, that he's going to do an Isser, so the fact that he's going to do an Isser entitles us, since by killing him we're going to save him from doing an Isser, that entitles us to be allowed to kill him. That's not why we're killing him, because he could be running after worse Yisurim and we wouldn't touch him. He could be running after Avodah Zarah, we wouldn't kill him. Because we're not interested in killing people just like we want to do aveir. We want to say the nirduf. But how can you say the nirduf? Ein doich nefesh min nefesh. We need a chiyuv of the roidif. We need to have some reason why the nefesh of the roidif is forfeit. So maybe the reason why the nefesh of the roidif is forfeit is because since by forfeiting his life, you know, mutuv yom zakeh v'al yom chayev, he'll die now, he'll be zakeh. If he'll do the aveir, he'll be chayev. So that allows us to have a heter that we should be able, that we don't say ein doich nefesh min nefesh. It allows the nefesh of the roidif to be forfeit. But again, only for the sake of that Solas HaNidov. So maybe we could put together such a, you know, we'll use Reb Chaim's structure. I don't think it's what Reb Chaim meant. Reb Chaim told the Chiyuv of the Roidiv, talking about Solas HaNidov. But maybe we could use Reb Chaim's structure in order to reconcile these things. So then that would reconcile the steering places. About the bottom line is we're killing the Nidov, that Solas HaNidov. That's why Phil's drowning. Of course, you have to save him, because you learn that from here, that we want to save the Nidov. But we have a problem, a technical problem. How could you kill a nirduf? Ein doich nefesh b'nei nefesh. So the way out of the technical problem, that's the lashon of the Mishnah, matzilin oison, that the way out, the reason why we're allowed to kill the roidif is because the roidif himself, but when we kill him, it's a yom hazakeh v'el yom hazchayev. So that's a reason why we should have a heter to kill the roidif. But that's not why we kill the roidif. We don't kill him for running after avodah zarah. It's just the reason why we're able to kill him, latzolos hanid. Maybe we could say, I'm saying it's a speculation. But I think it's not so great to say this. Not master. Because what about, for example, an Haitzi Uber is Rajah? So tomorrow Mas, we should kill the Uber as Rajah? So my answer, no. Can't kill the Uber because we shmai grass people. It's an Al Mishalaylam. But Yerushalmi says, I know you're going to ride if it's me. But if not for that, then we're wanted, we should kill the Uber, I'll ride it. What do you mean? But there's no lafush in Esur. The Uber's not going to be doing any Esur, it's not a barinchen. Well, Pat Merrick asked every Kotan, why do we kill the Kotan as a ride if there's no lafush in Esur? So the same question of Chaim. Chaim says you need chiyuv deroidev. Yeah, but chiyuv deroidev, I don't know what it means. Chiyuv deroidev is just some kind of thing that there's a din misa, that the roidev has a din misa. It's not a chiyuv misa, it's based in, you know, he doesn't need asra, he doesn't have to be a mezer, he could be a cotton. Chaim knows that it could be a cotton. Chaim's talking about Uber, he knows that it could be talking about Uber. An Uber could also have chiyuv deroidev. An Uber who has haitzi his roishai, who says he can't have chiyuv deroidev? Chiyuv deroidif just means that this din, that a roidif becomes a gavrik teila, that a roidif has a din misa on it, that besides that, atzolos hanirduf, the Torah says that the roidif also has a din misa. So that could be even an Uber. But I want to take that out, and I want to pull out chiyuv deroidif, and I want to plug in hatzolos haroidif min eser. That's not shaykh in the Ubah. The Ubah is about not doing any eser. But for now, make a shevim bichri. Right, shevim bichri. They killed shevim bichri. Why did they kill shevim bichri? So Rashi says because he was going to die anyways. What is going to die anyway? Because just because goyim want to kill somebody, so therefore you're allowed to kill him. I said no, it means because he's a right. That's like in Pashuk Shah. They were allowed to kill Shevim Bichri. Since Shevim Bichri was going to die anyway, so he wasn't, they weren't endangering him, but he was endangering them. So Shevim Bichri was a right. But it's not a Fushim Esur. Chiyuv the right, maybe he could have. I don't think it's a Kashan of Chayim. Shevim Bichri had a Chiyuv the right. The Metzias was that Shevim Bichri was a right. Hi, Mishmaya Karashvig. Okay, that we already talked to. You know, what about Mishmaya Karashvig? So maybe that's why the Ram Paskin said he had to be a Chiyuv Misul. I don't want to get into that pilpul again. But Akoponim, there's certainly a day in Rashi, there's a day in the Tesefta, there's a day in the Yerushalmi, that they were allowed to kill Shevim Bichri, nothing to do with the fact that he was a married Bechiv Misim Malchus. And even if Goyim surrounded a bunch of Jews and they were Meyachid, one Jew, and they said, give us that plainly, otherwise we're going to kill you all. So Rav Yochanan Shita in the Yerushalmi, the Tesefta, the Tanakam, the Tesefta, the first Shita in Rashi, is that they're allowed to give him up. Why are they allowed to give him up? Because he's going to die anyway. And they singled him out, he's going to die anyway, he's marked. So they're not endangering him. He can't be saved. But he's endangering them. So therefore what? So he's a right. But there's no Solomis, there's not Fushim Yisur over here. We're not saving Shevim Bichri from any Yisur. Shevim Bichri, the Metzias, his life endangers them, but he's not over any Yisur. So again, Erev Chaim's Chiyuv HaDeroidif maybe you could have, because Chiyuv HaDeroidif is very, just means he has a din to be killed, that's all it means. But you want to say Fushim Yisur, that's about not shy. I don't have a solution to this. I think it's mucha from the case of Haisi Ubers Roshay and the case of Shevim and Bichri that to be a right if you don't, there's no, there is mamish no, Gnes is Fesach Hashul by itself. There you have cases where there's mamish no Afushim Yisur at all. The Ubers Haisi Ubers Roshay, there's no Afushim Yisur. Shevim and Bichri, there's no Afushim Yisur at all. You're not killing Shevim and Bichri to save him in Aver. You're not killing the Ubers Haisi Ubers Roshay to save him from an Aver. And yet, Shevim Bichri, according to the Tanakhama, is a Raidav. I see who was Raidav. He would be a Raidav, except the Mishmaya Karafimbo. And any Raidav, a Raidav is me. Those thoughts. But if not for that, he would have been a Raidav. Why? Because he's a Raidav. From the CCs, he's a Raidav. So that's a lot of solace I need if he can kill the Raidav. Yeah, we'll throw in a Chaim Schiv with the Raidav. That's fine. You know, that's not a problem. Shevim Bichri had a Chiv with the Raidav. Because he was a Raidav, so he had a Chiv with the Raidav. The Haisi Ubers Raisha, he has Chiv with the Raidav. Why not? He's a Raidav, he has Chiv with the Raidav. But Afusha Meisur Abadi don't have. I think it's mukhuch from here, it's mamash mukhuch, that the whole din over here is Latzolos and Nidav. I don't think anybody's chayluk in this. The Maisa, all the Rishonim we talk about Latzolos and Nidav. The Rambam says Latzolos and Nidav. Taisus we saw says Latzolos and Nidav. The Ramah says Latzolos and Nidav. Rashi before Namad Bey said Latzolos and Nidav. Matzilin is Balabai's Menashe Shul Roidav. Latzolos and Nidav. The only person, so the Shad is, what about this Lashon? Eilosh Matzilin Oyson Menaver, Rashi Matzilin Oyson Menaver. Taisus is masking for that. That's why I don't think it's a machlokes. I don't feel so compelled to say, I don't see any, even though Rashi Taka says min avera, I don't feel compelled to say, oh, it must be Taka, not atzolos anidov. Because Taisus also agrees to Rashi that it means min avera, and Taisus still says it's atzolos anidov. So somehow the lushan of Matzil and Oysen might mean min avera, but the content of the din is atzolos anidov. So why do we use such a strange lushan of Matzil and Oysen min avera when that's not the point? I don't know. I don't have a solution to that. Maybe he doesn't need a solution. Maybe that's the lashon of the Mishnah, but it's lav dafka. I don't know. Taisus doesn't seem to be bothered by it. He's quite willing to say Matzil and Oysen means the Min Avera, even though it's partial to Taisus. When the stab a cloud, anything else, that the Hatzolah of the year is the Hatzolah Sanidah. Not the Hatzolah Sanidah. Let's finish off the top places. We started the top places, we had halfway through, let's finish it off. In Tamar, we mean Nolan, that a pigma copied Rahmana, Dilma Yisur copied. After all, mid the itzich umyutei avet kichavim umechal shabbos ubehem. How does the Gemara take a note? The Gemara makes a kalachaymer from Nayim Rosh to Ritzach. So Tosfos Lechatchila asks, what's the kalachaymer? Nayim Rosh is a more chomer the kisser than Ritzach. Tosfos answers that we're not interested in the chomer Ritzach. We're not doing it lafushim esur. We're interested in the gam of the nidah because we're coming with solus and nidah. So now Tosfos asks, and how does the Gemara know? Maybe taka the din that we killed the rei defach and Nayim Rosh. Maybe it's taka to be maslim. Maybe it's taka because of the aver to be maslim him and aver, her from an aver. Maybe it's for at solum and aver. And Tosfos adds a chizit to the kasha. After all, the Gemara later has a miut that we shouldn't learn out of a dezora and to be mimayt of a dezora Shabbos and behemah. I have a dezora Shabbos and behemah. There's no atzalus and itul. So you see that it's to be maslim and aver. Otherwise, I wouldn't need a miut for Shabbos of a dezora and behemah. It's mechazik the kasha. You see that it seems to really be lafushim and yisur. And for Tosfos, who be kuntis pirish lekamon. The apkima kopid meet the goli bahani v'leiba 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 secheres. So Tosfos brings b'shem Rashi that in the chanami without the miyutim for avodah zara and behema, so maybe I would taka say otherwise. Maybe it's taka like the lafushim esur. But since the Torah was taka mimayit avodah zara was mimayit avodah secheres, Tosfos says avodah secheres. The Torah is mimayit avodah secheres. So now that the Torah is mimayit avodah secheres, that's a gili milso that it's taka nothing to do with the lafushim esur. It's only as the pka. But the miut itself in the chanami, before the miut, I wouldn't know it. But after the miut, that's good what it says in the miut. That it's only to remind those things. Maybe the mashmais of the pasuk is out. Eimashila, it's a yeshua for her. A component of the first Tarsin Taisis, B'shem Rashi, is that it's a gili from the fact that the Torah didn't say Averis Acheris. The truth is, Rashi himself has a different lashon. Tosfos quoting Rashi, if you look at Rashi, that's the Rashi I pointed out before, but Machmedes Al-Pagoma and Omidbeis, the Rashi is not exactly what Tosfos said. Tosfos said the diak is from the fact that Torah is Mimayat Averis Acheres. Rashi says, Dibishayna Machmedes Leikomi Rabban and Lemikdala, Mishum Averis, the Leikomi May Avodah Zorah B'Shabbos. Rashi says the Gilui is specifically from Avodah Zorah and Shabbos. Because those are the most Chomedic Averis. Yeah.
I think Tosfos referring to a different Rashi. Ein gimel the masla ein matzili. His da pekimel of the cup, pekimel cup of the galiy nivelo ba veres acheres. Said before.
Right. Yeah, towards the bottom of the narrow lines. Ein matzilin. The pekimel, the story which was already nevda ba veres. So if Gimelo, she was already programmed from the past. The crap Gimel copied. Mid a gali b'chani v'leib averes acheres. Rashi over here talks about averes acheres. But Rashi on the base by Machpedes al Goma, Rashi specifies avodah zara and Shabbos. It could be it's bedafka. Could be the Rashi holds that from other averes in general is not necessarily right. Maybe other Averis don't have the Chaymeris of Arayis. Maybe Arayis is a particular, has a special Chaymeris. It's a question to you. Maybe Arayis have a special Chaymer. So that's not a Rai that has nothing to do with the Chaymer, with Lafushim Esurah. Or in Megala, that Arayis is special. Even though the Arayis Chaymer is based on, but nonetheless, maybe there's a Chaymeris of Arayis. But Avodah Zorah and Shabbos, that's about the most Chaymeric Esurah. But that's Kinetic College. Avodah Zorah is a Kalamoidim of Chaymeric Kalatarikulah. But from specifically from Avodah Zorah and Shabbos, Rashi held that from the fact that we're mimayit Avodah Zorah and Shabbos, that's how I know that it's not lafushim esur. But if it wasn't for Avodah Zorah and Shabbos, then I wouldn't necessarily know. Taisa says, and Rashi no without Taka says averes acheres. It makes a difference because according to Rashi and Mubeis, that it's specifically from the fact that we're Mayat Shabbos and Avodah Zarah that we learn that it's not Solas HaNidah for not Lafushim Esur. But if I wasn't in Mayat Shabbos and Avodah Zarah, then I would think that perhaps that we kill a Roidif is Taka Lafushim Esur. It's limited to certain Averis, not all Averis in the world. Okay, these Averis, these Esurim, there was Makara. So if that's the case, so what's the Nafkamina? What will be according to Rav Shimon and Rav Lezer Rav Shimon? Rav Shimon holds we're talking not mimayit avodah zara, and a roid defachah avodah zara you do kill, and Rav Elezer Rav Shimon holds that a roid defachah Shabbos you do kill. So lechora, Chesed all by itself. L'chayr, it's mukhuk l'fi them. That it's taka not for that tzolos haniduf. Maybe I can make this chesed even less complicated. The fact is, over there, according to Blazer B'Shimon, it seems that we kill the roidif for lafusha meisur. Not for tzolos haniduf, because there, what tzolos haniduf do you have? By Shabbos, by Bar Zohar, what tzolos haniduf do you have? Sounds like they must hold that it's lafusha meisur. That'd be an interesting thing. Is that true? That Rav Shimon and Rav Lezer Rav Shimon hold that we kill a roidef is only lafushe meisur. Yeah.
The kavuchim Rav Shimon is leinim pegam too.
So we'll see. I'll cut that in a second. But let's just milk this a little bit, and then we'll see if it's going to be true. But let's experiment with that. Would that be true? Could that be true? That according to Rav Shimon. And particularly Rabbi Elazar of Shimon, who's even Shabbos, but even of Shimon. So there's no Asalas on Yidu. So the Chayr, they have to hold that we're killing the Roidif, Lakushim Esur. And presumably they understood Nair Maros that way too, because Rabbi Shimon learns it out from a Kavachimer from Nair Maros. He learns it out from a Kavachimer from Nair Maros. If Nair Maros was Asalas on Yidu, where would be the Kavachimer? It must be Lakushim Esur. That would be an interesting thing. So, first of all, so what about that would mean that, for example, an Uber Shaisius Raishay, we know the Neudav. That's fine. I mean, anyway, we don't kill them. So come out, if you have Shimon, we don't have to come out in Deich HaNefesh Min Nefesh. We wouldn't be able to kill the Uber anyway, because there's no Lafushay Meisur. And what about Shevem Ben Bichri? How do they kill Shevem Ben Bichri?
Maybe Malchus.
He's married to Malchus. You have to say, like the other Shita, Rav Shimon and Rav Shimon are going to have to hold like the other Shita, that Shem and Nebichi, they only round killing because he was a married Mamachos. So that's interesting. Somebody say something. I don't know if anyone remembers. Who's the Madom in the Tesefta that he had to be that they killed him because he was a married Mamachos? Shimon. Tesefta to Shimon. If Shimon Omer, they killed Shem and Nebichi as a married Mamachos. Oh, that's a nice thing. Shimon Shitasa. He couldn't kill him Stamos Raidif, because if Shimon holds that Raidif is only left Fushim Esur, and Shevim Bichri wasn't either any Sur. It must be they killed him, they were only allowed to kill him, that's Marib Mamachos. Yeah, that would be cute. The only problem is this thing, what about the second Teres in places? The second Teres in places is that it's Mashmoy Sakro. Ain't my shield is Mashmoy, it's not Solis and Idol. So it's already Mashmoy Sakro. So how does Rav Shimon die from the Kalachem? The mashmoy is a cause that it's that solus l'nidu. And yet, if Shimon Dashin is a kavachomer that you can kill, that even Avodah Zarah and that kavachomer to Avodah Zarah. Where's the kavachomer? Here you have a solus l'nidu, and by Avodah Zarah you don't have a solus l'nidu. It's maybe the first Teres in Taisus that it's from the miyut itself that we learn out that it's a solus l'nidu. So if Shimon doesn't have the liyut, so he tackles not it's not atzolus haniduf, if it's lafushim esur, and that now you have a valid kavachem. But according to the second Teres in Taisus, that the reason I know it's atzolus haniduf because the pasuk sounds like it's atzolus haniduf. So how do you understand Rav Shimon's kavachem? So he understood the pasuk differently, but it's a brech. So the truth is that's what you pointed out before. If the kavachem Rav Shimon is that ma gam head yet nitin matzila benafshay gam gavoya lekol shekin. And Yishalmi has a lashon that ma dech for kavod of a bus of a dom yet nitin matzila benafshay. So for kvod shemayim alachas kavod it's kavod chen. So maybe I don't know if it's shaykh to say something. But maybe it's possible to say that Rav Shimon holds that this is also atzolus haniduf, so to speak. I mean, kviyochol atzolus haniduf. Meaning it's Kvay Shemayim is the equivalent of Atzolos HaNidu, but it's not Lafushim Esura. Lafushim Esura doesn't apply to other Esura. It's Elayin Meshil, it's Atzolos HaNidu. But comes on Rav Shimon, he says it's Atzolos HaNidu to save a boss of a gun from Pekam. So you're allowed to kill the Raidif. Somebody's Raidif after the covet of a boss of a gun wants to be Pagim a boss of a gun. So Avodah Zarah, which is Pagim a Kvay Shemayim in the world, so Chaskan of a Chalik, you're allowed to kill him. Atzolos Kvay Shemayim in the world. And where the heck is the Shabbos? Maybe Shabbos also Kvay Shemayim. That's a problem. Ulai Nitim Le'omer. The Chayim, in the second person places, the you have to say, even though it's very theologically it's a mechudosh, that there's a concept of that there's a that b'shimon's chiddush that a reid of achav reidazor and a reid of achav shabbos is nitzal tzilu benafshoy. It's taka. That's not a steer to this idea. It's that's also atzalas hanidush. But I don't think Rashi also, because Rashi says, and on the base at least, that the whole deal that it's Hatzolos HaNirdov and it's not Lafushim Yisura is from the fact that Torah is Memayit Shabbos and Avodah Zarah, and Shabbos and Avodah Zarah are the most Chomer of Kisur. Oh, take that back. That's okay, actually. Rashi means like this: if it would be Lafushim Yisura, then nobody could argue in a Pshimah. But in Lafushim Yisura, Shabbos and Kvesh Mayim are the worst. Shabbos and Avodah Zarah are the worst. So since we hold that Shabbos and Avodah Zarah, you don't kill the Reidiv, it must be that it has to do with Hatzolos HaNidiv. But Rashi doesn't address, but what's Pshat and Rav Shimon? Rav Shimon holds it is, we do include Shabbos and Avodah Zarah. Is it because he taka holds that we look at the, we're killing Lafushim Esura? Or is it that he holds that, no, it's not Lafushim Esura, it's taka also the Nidiv. But Rav Shimon's Mechadish, the Klei Shemayim is also a Nidiv. And that's good for Rav Shimon's Mechadish. Klei Shemayim could also be looked at as a Nidiv. Anyway, I'm not being machiyuv. I don't have drawing. I'm not nailing it down 100%. But I think this is the nidin over here. These two terutzim and places. This is what we have to handle. On the one hand, the first nidin, the first terutz and places is the first terutz and places is. How do we know that it's hatzolos hanir that not lefushim esur? So the first terutz and places is from the fact that we're mamayit shabbos. Well, loy toys loshin is from the fact that we're mamayit shabbos. Rashi on the basis from the fact that we're mamayit shabbos and avodah zarah. Then we have to discuss this. So what about Rav Shimon? Rav Shimon says that we are not Mamayit Shabbos and Avodah Zarah. We do kill the Reidiv by Shabbos and Avodah Zarah. So how does that work with Rav Shimon? So two possibilities. Either Rav Shimon is taka chaylik and Rav Shimon holds that it is Lafushim Esura. Now we'll have this cute thing that Rav Shimon will be able to tell him to self that Shevim and Bichri, they couldn't kill us Reidiv. Or alternatively, Rav Shimon agrees that it's Hasolos HaNidav. It's not Lafushim Esura. We see other Averis, we're Mamayit, the Reidiv Achar Behemah, we're Mamayit. No, it's Hatzolos HaNidav. But Klei Shemayim is also a Nidav. And then the second Teretz in place is that it's the Mashmois of the Pasuk, Behem Mashiach, that it's Hatzolos HaNidav. And then the Chor, we have to say, second of all, that what about Reb Shimon? The Mashmois of the Pasuk is Hatzolos HaNidav. So how are you learning out of Kavach Haimut HaVad Azar? So here the Chor, we're compelled to say this second Svar, that Klei Shemayim is also a Nidav. So that's also a sadistia. The mashmais say meshiah lo, but if you have to be meshiah her, so Klei Shemayim about it, you have to be meshiah. At least that's what Reb Shimon holds. And Chachamim would say maybe that's good for the machleik. But Chachamim would say Enon Shimon Adin. Chachamim might agree to that in Svar, but they all say Enon Shimon Adin. They weren't asking Reb Shimon Enon Shimon Adin. They weren't saying, well, Shimon holds Enon Shimon Adin. So maybe Chachamim just holds Enon Shimon Adin. Or maybe it's not a valid kalachaim. You have to be meshiah near duf, but it doesn't mean that Klei Shemayim. Klei Shemayim can take care of itself. Yeah. Okay, and I'm Ayin Nifkos. We can take two tacks in understanding of Shimon. Basically, that's the bottom line. There's two approaches. How do we understand of Shimon? If Shimon says we're not in Ma'at of Adazor, you avoid the Fach of Adazor, you can kill him. Where's that Tzolos HaNidav? Possibility number one, if Shimon's Hakacholik. Shimon holds, it's not as Tzolos HaNidav, it's Hafushim Esur. If Shimon Shitosim with his after the Shevin Vichy, couldn't kill us right there. Possibility number two, maybe you know, less clever, but maybe that's the virtue. Possibility number two is that Reb Shimon holds that that's also Hatzolos HaNidav. Klei Shemayim, that's the Lashon Yishami. Klei Shemayim. Takasi, the Yishami doesn't say us it's the most chomer d'kisa. Shokol kegel kol averus shebetorah. The Yishami says it's and really the Bible also it says it's as pkam gavaya. Klei Shemayim. It's a common question of mine. So that's not less than that Hatzolos HaNidav. And that's probably the emes of Teretz. Okay. Yeah. What? Hence, we want everybody to hear it.